The college experience, Alabama Crimson Tide against the UCLA Bruins, Sweet 16 college basketball preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by BetQL. Your bracket may bust, but your bankroll never has to with BetQL. Use the promo code March30 for 30% off the entire year of BetQL. That's BetQL, promo code March30. We're also brought to you by Odds Crowd. Odds Crowd has a ton of free fantasy betting contests, including a 2K season long MLB contest and a $500 weekly contest. Download their app today, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is your home to free daily video picks from SGPN. It's like YouTube for sports gambling. Make sure to subscribe to our profile at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. Follow the PicksWise capper contest at PicksWise.com for free picks and analysis throughout the tournament from the likes of John Rothstein, Rashad Phillips, Jeff Nadeau, and more. See which expert is trending hot as they battle it out for a winner takes all $10,000 prize over at PicksWise.com. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge operates like a stock exchange for the sports world. Pick the teams you like and have someone else bet the other side. Sign up at betteredge.com. Promo code SGP for a free $10 play. That's Better Edge, BETTOR edge.com. Promo code SGP. Welcome to the college experience, Alabama Crimson Tide against the UCLA Bruins, March Madness, Sweet 16 college basketball preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dan to Base Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And you know, I had to get a guest. Let me just cue some nice Crocodile Dundee music here. Give it up for the voice. Tampa Bay Buccaneers Super Bowl winning radio sideline reporter, host of the Three Dog Thursday podcast, host of the College Basketball Coast to Coast podcast. Give it up for my guy, TJ Reeves. How are you, pal?
It is an honor to be on the college experience. Let me say publicly that any time that I can have the walk-up music to Crocodile Dundee, I have to go that route with Pick Dundee. You were gracious to come on with me earlier in the week. I am reciprocating because this is about to get good, brother. I cannot wait to delve into this game. Alabama and one of the true brand names of college basketball trying to have a resurgence in UCLA.
Yeah, and I mean, we've seen this in years past. I guess we'll start with them. The team that plays the play-in game, all of a sudden, I mean, I don't have the stats in front of me as far as how many teams, but I know Syracuse has done it. I know VCU's done it. I believe Tennessee with Quanzo Martin made a Sweet 16, at least. I think normally every year we're starting to see one of these first four teams that plays in makes a deep run. So, I mean, UCLA already in the Sweet 16, so these stats would apply to next year. But, I mean, here we are with the Bruins, a team that lost arguably their two best players. You could make that case now. And they've gotten hot at the right time of the year. Mick Cronin truly doing good, great things considering losing those two players. I kind of thought they were done considering Chris Smith and Jalen Hill being gone. But no, they figured some things out, and I've been really impressed with the Bruin offense with Johnny Jazang and Jacquez Jr. and Tiger Campbell at the point guard spot. They actually have their whole starting five averages in double digits, which I think is, you know, that's great balance and something Alabama should be concerned about, even though, look, I mean, the Bama team I've been bullish on all year. All right. But UCLA is, I think it'd be foolish to not credit UCLA and think that they have a decent shot considering the momentum they have going in. They currently have the 12th rated offense in the country, 53rd rated defense. So, I truly feel like the past couple of games that I've had a chance to watch them, that's really stood out as the difference in them winning the game is the way the offense is flowing. Especially a Mick Cronin coach team where I feel like offense has always been the problem. The Bruins, what's your take on this Bruins run? We've seen the Pac-12 dominate this tournament. There's no way they take down Bama though, right? But I don't know.
Well, you got to give credit to UCLA because they've won three games. There's something to be said for that. And I didn't believe they were going to get by Michigan State. And I actually had Michigan State in the Sweet 16 in their place playing Alabama. So they replaced Michigan State. They went ahead and beat BYU and they went ahead and beat Abilene Christian. They got the benefit from ACU knocking off the brand name Texas in front of them that had the three seed. But you're right. I mean, Jock has a tremendous game. What did he have? 27 against Michigan State, a career high. Again, a guy that's averaging around 10 or 12. That was a bonus. And we shared on this point previously when you were on with me, they were on the verge of being home at the end of regulation in the first four game at Mackey Arena in West Lafayette. Michigan State, a ball in the air. Final possession, tie game, ball in the air to win it. It was a bad shot. Didn't like the shot. They survived UCLA to get into overtime and win the game, and they have not looked back since. Sometimes, Colby Dant, you need to catch a break like that, and the Bruins have made the most of it. They completely outplayed BYU, and boy, did they suffocate Abilene Christian, who could not make a shot in that game. Especially in the first half when it became a 15-18 point game. So give the Bruins a lot of credit, and they are going to bring it against Alabama in this one with a shot at the Elite Eight.
Well, and when you factor in the fact like they had to battle back, I want to say they were down 14 or 15 to Michigan State early. So I was on Michigan State too. I mean, I had them going to the Sweet 16 as well. So you're not the only guy who got that one wrong, but man, I've been really impressed with the fight to come back down double digits, grab that win, then take on BYU, kind of just beat them the whole game. And then same with Abilene Christian. They really locked down defensively. Now we knew Abilene Christian had some struggles on offense and they kind of won their Super Bowl. So they caught him at a great spot in my opinion. But now we got to talk about the Crimson Tide because I mean, This has been one of the funnest teams to watch all year, man. You know, Nate Oates coming over from Buffalo. I love that hire when it happened originally. I know some people thought Avery Johnson should have got another year, but this team is just loaded up with talents. They have four guys that average double digits, but these four, and even like Primo on the, you know, as the fifth. I know he's not averaging double digits, but Shackleford, John Petty Jr., Free Fallen, Quinterly. Herbert or Herb Jones, I call him. I know it's Herbert on the stat sheet here, but these guys, I feel like every night it's a different person. I know Petty was in a slump recently, but throughout the year, There were games that it was one day it'd be Jones, the next day it'd be Quinterly, the next day it'd be Petty, next day it'll be Shackleford. Just so many weapons, and this team playing unbelievable defense. I mean, I think in Ken Palm's defensive adjusted defense, they rate third out of 300 some teams, 28 in offense. So just a complete team all around. And I know we touched on this on your show, but they kind of got that Paul Westhead philosophy, run up the court, Shoot, unbelievably athletic. One of the more athletic teams in the country, I would argue. What's your take on the Crimson Tide? And were you, I actually thought they got fortunate by playing Maryland and not UConn, because Maryland was a weird team to me all year. And I was shocked that Maryland beat UConn, but I thought that it was capable because Maryland will step up for one game and then they would lose to Northwestern or they would lose to Penn State. They were a very inconsistent team. So it didn't shock me one bit that Alabama blew them out the water. But here they are. I mean, they kind of got tested by Rick Pitino. Do you think Mick Cronin having 4 or 5 days off, going to study that Pitino film, going to study those Iona Gales? And because, I mean, I think there's no denying because Iona, let alone with the COVID problems and the conference only schedule, he kind of had to Mickey Mouse that team this year. Pitino did. I think, you know, UCLA is clearly the more talented team here. I think they're going to study some film here. And Mick Cronin, I do think he's a good coach, despite I know there's a knock on his tournament record. I think they're going to be able to basically do some of those things that Iona did to bother Alabama. But what's your take though on the Crimson Tide in general, and where you see it in this game? And then I'll get to the spread in a second here.
All right. So you gave me a lot there on the buffet. First of all, Ken Pomeroy, thanks you very much for mentioning that if you're going to use his efficiency stats, that you credit him, because he's salty right now that CBS and Turner were using his stats all through the tournament and not crediting him. I didn't know if Ken was going to show up with a blowtorch and come after somebody, but he ain't happy that they're quoting his all of his adjusted stats, his tempo, his efficiency, all of his stuff, and not giving him any credit. So bravo that you mentioned him when you did that. As for Alabama, the fact that they have all those different weapons is tremendous. They have a great philosophy, and I love this here with your audience on the College Experience. A buddy of mine is Chris Stewart, known him about 25 years. He's the Alabama play-by-play man. So he's now been around Nate Oates for a couple of years, and Nate Oates has brought this philosophy from Buffalo, not the Buffalo Bills, but the Buffalo Bulls out of college basketball. Oates comes to Alabama 2 years ago, second year in the program. He's got him in the Sweet 16. Oates' philosophy is this. We are going to spread the floor, and I want a three-point shot first or foremost. Create your own or kick it to somebody for three. If that's not there, I want a layup. I want something at the rim that is either a layup, a dunk, or a foul. And other than that, I don't want anything else. In fact, a 15-foot shot is a four-letter word in our vocabulary. I do not want you to take them. I will bench you. I will bench you. Wow. If you take a mid-range 10 or 15-foot shot, because from the analytic point of view, I'd rather you shoot an open three. I'd rather you shoot a layup or get fouled than shoot a 10-foot or 15-foot shot. So when you go at it from that philosophy, you see how they play. And here's the thing. I'm older than you a little bit, so I remember all those movies, those horror movies like in the 50s and the 60s where they would come on the black and white screen and go, be afraid. And they'd have it in script writing, be very afraid. John Petty came to life in the second half of that Maryland game. And he is arguably their best weapon of all their weapons. Be afraid. Be very afraid if you're UCLA that guy came to life for Alabama, because they're explosive. And they ran Maryland right out of the gym. In about a 4-minute segment of the game, it was over. TKO, Mike Tyson style. Yeah. So UCLA's got to be careful about that, because that's the explosiveness this Alabama team has.
Yeah, and I mean, you hit on that, and they surprisingly, and I guess this goes to his philosophy of jack up that three, because UCLA actually statistically the better 3-point team, shooting team percentage wise. But it, I guess if you're shooting more of these volume. And hit, you know what I mean, the at a volume that you're doing, then perhaps it favors the Crimson Tide here. Now this line opened up at just 4.5, Bama -4.5. It has jumped all the way to 6.5. The money coming in on the Crimson Tide. Call me crazy. I think I'm going to side with the Bruins and the points here. What if you had to decide there? I mean, I think giving Cronin 4 or 5 days to prepare. I mean, Cronin's specialty is actually defense, despite the statistical advantage that clearly UCLA has been a better offensive team this year than defensively. But I think you're going to give him 4 or 5 days to really channel in. I mean, I know it's hard to stop it when you have this many scorers and this philosophy. I know it's going to be a challenge, but I think he's going to get a chance to study. I got Bama winning this game, but I think it's going to come down to a couple possessions at the end of the game. I'm curious your take. If you had to pick a game here, you're in Vegas, you know, you're stuck at the casino, you know, you get a free play. What are you doing, huh?
I got to go Alabama and lay the points here, because I think this is where the magic runs out for UCLA. I think that the Tide will seduce them. That's the word I keep using, into playing their style and going up and down some. And you can't play that way with these guys. To your point, Alabama tried 33 three-pointers in the second game. They're going to be somewhere around that 30, 32, 35 three-pointers in this game with UCLA. Will Cronin try to take some time off the shot clock on the offensive end and shorten the game earlier in the game? Maybe that will be the case. But again, I will favor Alabama here in this one to get into the Elite Eight. I think they have so much firepower that even if one guy is not hitting, you mentioned Quinterly has been good. They've missed Primo. He suffered the knee injury in the SEC tournament in their semifinal game early on in that, and couldn't play in the championship game, hasn't played in these first two games. I don't know. We don't know if there's a status update on him right now, and Alabama will play it close to the vest before that game comes up on Sunday, or that game comes up on Saturday night. They'll play it close to the vest on whether he can play or not. Probably not, because it was a sprained knee ligament. So that's a guy that they count on to help trigger the offense, floor leader. They haven't had him, and they still didn't miss a beat in winning either one of those two games. They moved Quinterly over, and Herb Jones will even handle the ball some as a point forward or point center.
I love his game
for this team.
Yeah,
yes,
he is a beast.
And they will go down to him in the low block when they spread the floor and let him score. He will go get the garbage off the rebounds. They will take the ball to the hoop, and he's the garbage man to clean it up after it's over. So I cannot go against the tide here. I don't care that line moved up to 6.5 or 7. Lay them.
Okay.
Dundee, lay them with Alabama.
Well, I got to touch on this. First off, you're right on that 3-point shooting. And I want to say the first LSU game this year, I think they hit 23 three-pointers or 24 three-pointers in one game.
You want the stat? They had 6 of them before the under 16-minute timeout.
Oh,
let me say again, they had 6 made threes in like the first 5 minutes of the game before they had a stoppage of play for the under 16-minute timeout. And LSU, it was a Mike Tyson knockout. They were done in the first 60 seconds.
Well,
they were done.
Hopefully, as the guy that's going to take that UCLA ticket, that does not happen. I do want to hit on this, though. Alabama's played one Pac-12 team this year. That was the Stanford Cardinals. Granted, it was the first week of the season. Stanford beat them by 18. All right. So I think the Pac-12, perhaps underrated all year. I'm curious to see what Mick Cronin dials up with a week prep or 5 days prep, whatever it is. I completely get the stance on taking Alabama. I was a fool that thought UConn was going to beat Maryland, and I thought the winner of the UConn Bama game was going to go to the Final Four. So UConn clearly didn't live up to it. So I pretty much have Bama in the Final Four. I think Bama. What's that?
Here's one more thing to consider. Normal circumstances. It's been a crazy COVID time with all these sports. Nobody's traveling. So everybody is there. Everybody's stuck in the hotel room. You basically are tunnel vision, hotel room, and then the practice courts in the Indiana Convention Center, which is right by Lucas Oil Stadium. You can walk to it. You can walk to Lucas Oil Stadium, and then it's back to your hotel room. So they have nothing else but to study and prepare, to your point about Mick Cronin. They didn't fly back to LA. Nobody flew back to anywhere to go somewhere else.
The college
to play these
experience.
Games.
They're all Missouri right there. Tigers.
So you make a good point that maybe the mad scientist Cronin has come up with something here. I don't see it against the explosiveness of the Tide, because even if one guy is having a bit of an off night, they can go to 2 or 3 other ones. And I don't think UCLA has enough size to really bother them. There are some teams later in the tournament that have size as well as the explosiveness to bother them. I just don't think UCLA is that team.
Well, that's the problem with Jalen Hill out. They really would need him in this game, and I think that is the scary factor there. Look for some minutes. I would think ETN, Nuba, those guys are going to have to play bigger minutes than they've probably played the whole season. I mean, ETN averaging about 12 minutes a game, Nuba at 5 minutes a game. So they might get called upon. Cody Riley as well. I know Riley's their best big man. So he's going to have a big game. All right. You know, if you're a first time listener to the College Experience, make sure you subscribe to this thing. We handicap every single Division I college basketball and college football game. Been doing this thing for 4 years. Yes. Me, Patty C, NC Nick, handicapping every single game. So if you want to know, I mean, we got you covered for FCS football. I mean, Alabama State, the Hornets, we got you covered. Don't worry. Subscribe to the College Experience. Tell a friend, but make sure you check out my guy, TJ Reeves. He's got just a slew of great shows, essentially the Three Dog Thursday show, which I've been on a bunch of times. That's a great time every time.
So that one is more handicapping. Your specialty is Pick Dundee with underdogs. We love picking underdogs on that show. I love a couple of other underdogs on some of your other programs and your other previews that you have. I just don't love UCLA here in this one. But College Basketball Coast to Coast, I've had you on that show as well, is a daily show. I have it out every day about noon Eastern time with different guests all the way through the NCAA tournament. Every day, a daily show, previewing, recapping games, etc. So again, thank you for the love, and thank you for coming on College Basketball Coast to Coast. They can find that wherever they get podcasts. They can find it on TuneIn, on the free TuneIn app, on the Tag Sports Group channel. It streams top and bottom of every hour. Show starts over top and bottom. Find us any way that you can find us on College Basketball Coast to Coast. And whenever I think about the college experience. I think of Pick Dundee. I think of Colby D. So it's a pleasure to be with you, brother.
Well, thank you. And make sure you check out that. I'm telling you, the college basketball coast to coast is just a fire show. I love it. And don't forget, the guys, does this count? Do you get a Super Bowl ring on this? Tampa Bay Buccaneers radio sidelines reporter. I feel like he's got a Super Bowl. He deserves a Super Bowl ring if they didn't give it to him.
I don't know that we're going to get the jewelry, but I got memories that last a lifetime watching Tom Brady throw touchdowns to Rob Gronkowski in Buccaneer color while we won the Super Bowl in our own stadium. So we got that. Again, it's been a crazy COVID championship time in pro sports and college sports. And here we go. Can I say this on the college experience? I love this event the best. What we're about to do with the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, and the Final Four, and all of it is in the cradle of basketball, the state of Indiana. Sign me up, Colby Dan. I cannot wait.
Dude, it's the best postseason in all of sports. There's nothing like March Madness in this tournament. So thank you for hopping on. Everyone give TJ Reeves a follow on Twitter at Bucks Sideline Guy, and make sure you check out all of those podcasts. He's got his own Twitter feed for the Three Dog Thursday podcast at Three Dog Thursday. Check that out. And also check out College Basketball Coast to Coast Daily. We really appreciate it. And guys, if you can give us a 5-star review on iTunes for any of these shows, really. So Three Dog Thursday College Experience. Look, we do this for free, guys. We're giving you solid entertainment, good content, and hopefully picking some winners here. Whether you listen to TJ or if you listen to me, so you're going to be, someone's going to be right. All right.
I'm going against Pick Dundee, and I fully understand that because you are the gold standard right now of picking all these different games. I just believe that much in Sweet Home Alabama. And by the way, as we close, I have identical 12-year-olds. This is the first year they've really gotten into the tournament and picking the bracket, and one of them has Alabama winning the whole thing. So if you're right and UCLA wins, you get to explain it to her and console her.
I have Bama winning, but UCLA covering.
Okay.
Now, and by the way, she's a 12-year-old turning in a bracket. That means she has like a 90% chance it's going to be better than ours.
Exactly.
All right. Exactly. Hey, well, thank you so much for joining us, TJ Reeves. And guys, make sure you give him a follow. All right. This is the college experience, UCLA Alabama style. We're split on this one, so you decide if you want to go with the host of the Three Dog Thursday or Pick Dundee. All right, guys, thanks for joining in. Have a wonderful day. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.